Question comes up with the halacha in regards to the oil which is left over at the end of Chanukah. What should you do with it? What are you allowed to do with it, etc.? So the first point is any oil which you have left in the bottle or the container, etc., that you took the oil from, you can use it for anything you want. You can use it over the year for your olive oil salad. You could use it for next year Chanukah, no problem. So that's not the question. Question is, the oil which was actually put into the menorah, what is the status of the oil which, if it didn't burn completely, what should you do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin says that the oil which remains on the eighth day, so any oil remains on the seventh day, you can use it for the eighth day. So that's not a question. The question is, now the oil which remains on the eighth day, what should you do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha is, you have to burn it. You can't use it for anything else, you have to burn it. The Shabur qualifies that this, or explains that the case of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the oil which was put in there for the amount of oil which is necessary to keep the halachic shir, which would be whatever time you lit until Tetzach Kechavim and another half an hour afterwards. So a person lit, let's say, for argument's sake, an hour before that time, half an hour before it says, and then a half an hour after it says. So he put in an hour's worth of oil. And whatever reason it went out, the halacha is you don't have to relight it, it went out. So that oil, which is designated for the purpose of a mitzvah, cannot be used for anything else. Theoretically, it could be used for next year's Chanukah, but we don't want you to keep it till next year because we're afraid you're going to mistakenly use it during the year for something else, and that which is also to do. You can't even use it for Neris Shabbos. So, but that's only talking about the oil which is designated for the purpose of the mitzvah. That which you have, the oil that it will continue to burn after the shear of our example, an hour of time, is not considered a mitzvah. It's considered a heater, whatever it is. It's not considered a mitzvah. And therefore, that oil is not huksel mitzvasa. So if your nair lasted that whole hour's worth of time, and then after a little bit later went out with a little bit of oil left over, that oil is not muksel, and you can use that oil for whatever you want. You don't have to destroy it. Mishabura does bring a sheet, though, which says that everything you put in, if you didn't speak out specifically just for the mitzvah part, everything is mukso. And he does say it's toiv to be masna in order not to get involved in that type of situation. But the Yikir Pesach is, even in that situation, that oil is not mukso, which means basically the average scenario, unless your neiris went out during the zman, the Yikir zman of the hadlaka, the oil which is left over is not a problem and you can do whatever you want with it. The wicks, however, the wicks were designated to use during the zman of the mitzvah, and those wicks should not be used for anything else. So the wicks should be burnt. There is a brisker rav which we mentioned, that the brisker rav says maybe nowadays the zman hadlok is longer because it's the shear is achtet tivul regel minashuk, and our regel minashuk is much longer than it was once upon a time. So according to him, all of our oil would be hooks on the tzosah. Right, if you say in your street there's people going by till 10 o'clock at night, so till the sugar is 10 o'clock, so the oil you put there would last till 10 o'clock. If it went out during that time, it would be hooked to the mitzvah, so, or according to him, and then you would not be allowed to use it for anything else, and you should burn it. But that is a chumra, it's not the Ikar Din. So the Ikar Din, again, would be that the Ikar Din, the oil which was left over, the vast majority of cases, is does not have any halachic requirements upon it. But the wicks, however, the wicks, a person should take them and should burn them. I do advise you to do that in a safe way. Please be careful when you do that. Have a good morning.